short prayer presentation. Remember, I'm trying to deal with problem text in the Bible with you. And I've chosen this week one which involves the rapture of the church. This is very prominent in America at the present moment because of the evangelicals. If we look at the verse, they actually take this verse as being the proof that there is going to be a secret rapture. I tell you, in that night, there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken, the other left. Two men will be in the field. The one will be taken and the other left. And this is what they base the whole of their theology of the rapture on. And then if you say to them, well, let's quote Revelation and Thessalonians to them, they use this and pervert the verses that you quote to them as being proof of their belief. Now, it's also found not only in Luke, which is the one I quoted. Luke's just slightly longer than the Matthew version. So I quoted that one. And it's also found in Matthew. But in the Greek, the word men and women is missing. And so therefore, it is the word, the Greek word is actually a duo. It means two. So it should read, two are in bed, and two are grinding, and two are in the field. There's no distinction between men and women working together. So it refers to anybody who's working or sleeping in this verse. So it's much more general than it first says. But if we look at the rest of the chapter, then we start to get an idea of what it means. And if you read, especially Matthew 24, you'll understand that this verse is referring to the second coming of Christ. He's talking about his second coming. But there, as I said, some people believe that this is actually proof of the rapture. Now, the doctrine of the rapture was brought into being by John Nelson Darby. There's a very educated man. He's actually, you can buy the Darby Bible, because he actually translated the Bible, and you can also buy Darby commentaries. So he's not an amateur at this, he's quite an intelligent man. And he belonged to the Plymouth Brethren. That's what he looks like. When I saw this picture in slightly bigger, I didn't think he looked the most genteel or Christian-like man. He was quite evil there, I thought, but I think that's just the picture, not the truth. So he was actually named the father of dispensationalism. Dispensationalism is a very difficult concept for us to understand. What he believes and what the evangelicals believe is that you can divide time into different sections. For instance, during the time of the beginning of Genesis, it would be the time of innocence. And you can go through and name them. I'm not going to bother to go through a name because they're really quite irrelevant. But he invented this doctrine that there wasn't going to be just one second coming. This is important, but there were going to be two. I remember Christ talked about coming again. He didn't say I'm coming again and again. He came to about going again. So, but he actually has two. And so he was immediately condemned by the Plymouth Brethren. And that everything he was teaching was completely wrong. And in fact, one of their greatest theologians just took him to pieces over it. And but he still kept on with his doctrine. So, we now look at what the rapture actually teaches. I don't know how familiar you are with the doctrine of the rapture, but they do believe some of the things we believe. Just before Christ comes, there's going to be a time of trouble, such as never was. I mean, that's in the book of Daniel, so no one can argue against that. But what he says, this is where he differs from us. We say the saints are going to go through the time of trouble. All right? But he says that they won't experience it. They're not going to experience this tribulation. They call it the tribulation and not the time of trouble. Tribulation is... But so he believes that people are going to be transformed and taken up into heaven to meet Christ. And of course that is what is known. Even the people who've died. So if you've died in Christ, you'll be taken up at the same time. Now, of course, you can't argue against that, can you? Because that is in the book of Revelation. And it's also in other parts of the Bible. So, but he takes it, not as it's written, but of course in this idea of a rapture. Now for the young people, I better mention that the rapture is not a true doctrine, but we're going to discuss why it isn't. And this is known as the pre-tribulation rapture of the church. Now if we look at a picture, and there are lots of these, the first thing you should notice with this rapture, if God does this, what a cruel God he is. Here you are, driving along in your car, and you've got your children in the car. They're about 16, 17 or 18, they've not accepted God, but you're doing the driving, you have. So here you go, up into the heaven, and there's no driver. And over here, the pilot's the only good one. So, you know, this is the idea, and there are films, you can see, there. I mean, they've published films on this, that when during the rapture, only the good will be taken wherever they are. See, they'll be at the grinding, at the mill, or in the field, or in bed, no matter where they are, they're going to be taken at this particular time, and here they're all going off as spiritual type things from in Christ in the air. So this is the idea that he has. Now, there is even worse things. The tribulation will begin on earth with the people who are left behind. Now, they are killed. The people who are left behind are still alive. So only the good are taken away. They're taken away in spirit. But the bad ones are going to be left alive on earth to go through this time of trouble. And he says that the time of trouble is going to last for 7 years. And during that time, this being called the Antichrist is going to come in on the scene and is going to begin to attack God's word and try and not let anybody be saved. But the point is that, of course, they also got to remember that in the doctrines of the evangelical churches, they're looking for a world power that's going to rule the whole world. Well, we also are looking for a world power, but ours is one which is on the Christian side. It's not going to be a world power run by politicians, but it's going to be run by a church. But they believe that there's going to be a world power run by politicians that's going to rule the world. And involved in this is their idea that the Jews will be reinstated as God's people. And they will rule the earth at some later state, and we Gentiles will be under their governorship. So they've got their theology quite strange. But this is perhaps one of the most dangerous things. It says that those that are left behind can still be saved. Now we know that when Christ comes, his reward is with him. So there's no second chance. But you know, in religions, there are people want a second chance. In the Catholic Church, we have purgatory. You're not good enough to go straight to heaven, so you go to purgatory first. Then we have reincarnation. And you know, if you go through some of the religions, you'll see that many of the religions contain a second chance. So this idea of a second chance. Sorry? Yeah? Give us a second chance, yeah. That's right. So the idea is that if you didn't make a choice for Christ in the first place, when all these people are suddenly spirited off and all the problems come due to the world powers and all the other nasty things that's happening, you'll realise you should have made that choice, and you'll make it then because of what is happening to you. It's different, isn't it? When we give our lives to Christ because we love him, but you do it because of what is happening to you. So it's in fact an extremely dangerous because it gives people a false sense of security. If I don't do it now, leave it till later. I don't need to prepare for the tribulation. The only way to prepare for the tribulation is to make sure that we're right with God, that we know the scriptures, that we are able to stand when people persecute the church. So they don't need to worry about their Christianity at this present moment. So let's have a look at the text that they, in fact, had actually given. The first thing we should notice is that if you look at the other verses in the same chapters, there are two instances which actually explain that those verses. The taken and the ones who remain. And so we have this first one, which is the example of Noah. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now remember, this is an explanation of the verses that we read earlier. So we have to ask ourselves, who was taken? Who was taken, do you think? Noah and his family. They were taken. The word taken in this particular chapter is to take to oneself, to possess. And so if Noah and his family were taken, who was left? All the wicked. Yes, those living a life of sin. So there's the taken, the good, the ones who are left are the bad. So we ask, did they get a second chance? Even though Noah was in the ark in 7 days, they still couldn't get in because the door was locked. No second chance. So, no, they didn't get a second chance. So, what happened to them? They died. Alright, so that's our first idea, that the taken are the ones who are saved, the ones who remain are the ones who die. So let's have a look at the second of this example, which is the one given in Luke, later on in Luke. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. Same type of people, notice? But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulphur from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be like that on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. Now, it's interesting to note the sulphur. That's called a brimstone in the Bible. Burning sulphur. Burns at 444 degrees Celsius, forming sulfuric acid as you breathe it in. Not a very nice way of dying. And in fact, just a bit of history. In the days when we had castles, there was always two gates. So they'd leave the first one, the gates open, so the army would start to come in. They closed the one nearest them. And then once the army was in, they closed the one behind. Then they pour burning hot sulphur all over them to kill them. So it's a method of destruction and punishment. So let's now look and ask the same question. Who was taken? Lot and his family. Who was left? Yes, the ones living the life of sin, the same as they were in those days. Did they get a second chance? Not at all. And what happened to them? They all died. Isn't it simple? So here we have then a very simple explanation if they had used the other verses. So the disciples were a bit confused and they heard Christ talking about those that are taken and those that are left, and the disciples come up and they ask him a question. And the question they're really asking him, you have to read into it, and that is they're asking, where are those people who are left? And Jesus' answer is very interesting. He says, wheresoever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Still in the same chapter. Now, the word eagle there is better translated as a vulture. So we would read where the vultures are, the body is, the vultures will be there. So, what is a vulture? A vulture is a bird of prey. It actually eats carrion. Now, we can connect this with one of the verses that we know right towards the end of the book of Revelation. And in the end of the Revelation, Revelator is told that the birds of the sky will feast on the dead bodies left behind after Christ has come, taken his people back to heaven, and what remains is the dead. And the vultures will be eating those bodies. So, it's interesting to know what these people tend to miss. So, Christ's second advent. So we'll just give a quick resume. First of all, it's visible. Revelation, look, he is coming with the clouds, every eye will see him. There's no mystery of being taken up as a spirit. It's a visible coming. It's going to be noisy. It says, for the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend on heaven. And if you remember what God's trumpet sounded like at the foot of Mount Sinai, it scared the daylights out of the Israelites so badly that they wouldn't go anywhere near. So it's going to be pretty loud and pretty dramatic. It's going to be crowded. That second coming is going to be extremely crowded. Yes, there will be angels there. And have you ever tried to calculate the angels? 10,000 times 10,000 thousands, we're getting into billions. So there's going to be a lot of angels, but there's also going to be a lot of people. The dead is going to be risen first, and then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. So it's going to be a very crowded air. Do you know, we, Ruth and I, about 20 years ago, seems only yesterday, of course, being to us, but 20 years ago we were driving through Barnet, and it's a one-off event I've ever seen. They had balloons. You know the balloons people travel in? Hot air balloons? The whole sky was full of them. There were hundreds of them. It was an amazing sight. Everywhere you looked was these balloons. And everywhere you look will be people up there. So it's not going to be a rapture. It's going to be a visible ascending. And it's going to be very dramatic. It says, the sky vanished like a scroll rolling itself up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. No secret rapture when Christ comes. It's going to be very, very noticeable for each one of us. So, we can summarise what is about this. The one taken are the ones who are ready for his coming and to be taken to himself. That's what the word taken means. I take to myself. The ones who are left will be food for the birds of the sky. The word left actually means to push away, to get rid of, to send away. That's what the word left means if you look at the original Greek. The actual kind of man will be glorious with the sound of a trumpet and be visible to all eyes. And he will return like that as he ascended. As he went into heaven, he will come back. And the only thing that is secret about Christ's return is the day and the hour. Thank you.